I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with something that's been talked about for years, and now the new mayor and the governor are making plans to set it all in motion. Talking about child care, and with the word free attached to it, New York City parents may soon have access to free child care for their two-year-olds under a plan revealed today. And that's not all. The governor talking about a wider statewide free child care initiative. We've heard the saying, quote, the rent's too damn high. Here's Juliet Pompa leading the broadcast with the governor who says, so is child care.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the cost of child care is too damn high.
And today I'm proud to announce that New York State is paying the full cost to launch TwoCare for the first time. Universal daycare for two-year-olds as proposed by Mayor Mondani.
The mayor stood alongside the governor. This was one of his campaign promises, and he says the phase-in will begin later this year.
So we are anticipating being able to serve around 2,000 children in this city this fall.
State funds will also be used to improve the 3K program. Juliet Pompa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, Mom Donnie's going, yeah. Today's announcement is the first step in fulfilling one of his trademark campaign promises, as Juliet mentioned, marking a major boon for the mayor just days after he took office with the promise of rolling out a transformative agenda aimed at making the Big Apple more affordable. Now to that fatal ice shooting in Minneapolis. Oh, boy. And you saw the video. The whole world's talking about it. The lady was shot to death by an agent, according to ICE, after she allegedly weaponized her vehicle and threatened the officers. Critics say if you look at that video, she appears to be driving away from them. Now protests are breaking out all over. Minnesota officials telling ICE to get out, sending a message to President Trump and Homeland Security, you've done enough. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending the officer.
This is an experienced officer who followed his training, and we will continue to let the investigation unfold into the individual and continue to follow the procedures and policies that happen in these use of force cases. But let's remember the events that surrounded what happened yesterday on that tragic situation.
The head of Minnesota State Investigations Agency says the U.S. Attorney's Office has barred it from taking part in the investigation. The head of the agency says, in the name of transparency, we'd like to look into the events leading up to the shooting of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Macklin Good, a mother of three. Superintendent Drew Evans says the U.S. Attorney's Office has taken over and his agency will no longer have any access to case materials, evidence, interviews, nothing. Kristi Noem accused the state of, quote, not doing their work and reiterated the fraud allegations involving child care. Meantime, the ICE protests continue, including here, Marilyn Buckley in Foley Square.
An emergency rally started with chanting at Foley Square.
When the Constitution is under attack, what do we do?
And then those chants turned into a march with protesters taking to the streets.
ICE off our streets, out of New York, out of every city across this nation.
U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem speaking here in the city, which is why protesters wanted their voices to be heard too.
It's morally reprehensible. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
The message this crowd is trying to make loud and clear, they want ICE out of New York and out of everywhere. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Foley Square.
Meantime, back in Washington, Democratic leaders reportedly outraged by the shootings pledged to conduct strong oversight of what happened, but stopped short of immediate calls to defund ICE or impeach Kristi Noem. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries called the killing of Ms. Good an abomination, a disgrace. Chuck Schumer says senators are discussing next steps. Back here, cops are looking for three people after a violent store robbery in Fordham. This happened at a Rainbow store at 226 East Fordham Road, a couple of days before Christmas, in fact. Police say three people were trying to rob the place about 7 p.m. Some of the workers tried to intervene. A 22-year-old guy was punched and kicked multiple times by the robbers. They say a 20-year-old woman and a 45-year-old man, also employees, tried to break it up, but they too were assaulted. All three suspects hightailed it towards Valentine's Avenue. It's unclear if they made off with anything from the store. All the victims have minor injuries. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800 577-TIPS. AccuWeather says this afternoon, mostly sunny and quite nice, a high of 50 degrees. And then tonight it'll turn out mostly cloudy with some patchy fog and a low of 39. Right now, fair skies and 49 degrees in Central Park. To the potential nurses strike now. And the city nurses union continues to put heat on the hospitals, which have not settled a contract dispute. This as New York makes contingency plans with the potential for a strike just 4 days away. Mac Rosenberg now with the update.
Four safety net hospitals have tentative agreements. Union President Nancy Hagan says here's what they've agreed to.
Safe staffing ratios, enforcement to protect patient care, secure good health benefits for nurses, and protect nurses from workplace violence.
Still not decided the wage increase. Those safety net hospitals will sign on to whatever increase is agreed to with the bigger private hospitals, which still don't have contracts. If there's a strike, the Office of Emergency Management will divert patients to other hospitals. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.